Really want to thank all my guests for joining me this morning. First off, my friend of many, many years, we were trying to do the math, and we ran out of fingers and toes. Mary Meckler. It's IMEC?
IMEC, yes. Yeah? Illinois Manufacturing Excellence Center.
All right. And also joined this morning by Shirley Pierce. She is the SIH Vice President of Quality. You're in charge of quality for SIH. That's got to be a hard job.
It's a wonderful opportunity. I love it, helping patients and our community grow. And it is a challenge, but learn something new every day.
Yeah. But see, you and I both know one thing. When we can't do it all. And we have to do it together. And that can be a hard thing when it's not your fault, but it is your responsibility. It's one of the harder things, isn't it?
I have a great team that supports me.
Also, we're joined by Ben Krupowitz. He is the executive director of the LPEX recognition program. Did I get that right, Ben?
Yes, you did, Tom.
Good. All right, so here's how we're going to start this morning. There's a special event coming up that's going to start the ball rolling, and I'm going to keep using this metaphor this morning because the ball is going to be the object of the game here for us today. And what's coming up is an event, and this is going to be Enterprise Excellence in Southern Illinois, Building a Competitive Future. But before we can really get to that, we need to talk to Shelley about something that I don't know much about, but you apparently do since you've been working this framework in Missouri and Illinois since 2003. It's called the Baldrige Excellence Framework. All right. Now, see, what's interesting, after reading a little bit about this, I have this kind of thing. How do you know when you've succeeded? How do you know when you've won? Sometimes people don't know. But how do you get to that point? And that's really where you come in, isn't it?
Well, the Baldrige Framework was started by the President of the United States when we had competition overseas. And it was designed to help United States businesses be able to compete. And it's really not about the award. It's definitely about the journey. And even the winners of the Baldrige program still have continuous improvement to do. It's based on what I would refer to as a business plan. And it's designed to help leaders of organizations or businesses to get results, whether it's increasing operating margin or increasing their market share.
So this is a template that you can take and place on top of almost any kind of endeavor at all, any type of business, a transportable template for are you doing the right things? Are you having customer satisfaction? Are you doing productive? Are you being efficient? Are your employees always there and working? Are they healthy? I mean, this is a big template, right?
That is correct.
All right. Now, here's the other item. And we're joined this morning, as we mentioned just a couple of moments ago, by Ben Krupowitz. He's the executive director of the LPEX recognition program. Well, I just mentioned a couple of moments ago, Ben, about getting the ball rolling. All right. The Baldrige Excellence Framework is really how the ball is handled. But you want this ball to achieve something. You're trying to push something, a ball, but I'm a little vague on what you hope to achieve on the second order of effect. You understand what I'm talking about, Ben?
Yes, I do, Tom, and that's an excellent question. What happens is organizations that we work with across the state are typically wondering, are they performing as well as they can or should, and how do they know? And then perhaps most important, what should they think about and what should they do next to continue to improve, to continue to serve their communities, to conserve their constituencies, their stakeholders? So this framework that we're talking about really provides answers to those questions in terms of what you do with that ball. And net-net, this is about creating jobs, this is about saving lives, and this is really about developing future leaders. Because our customers range from healthcare organizations to small manufacturers, large manufacturers, service organizations, schools, churches, not-for-profits, any kind of organization can use this framework to help them to be more competitive in today's environment.
You know, what's interesting, Ben, is when I hear you talk, what I hear in my own head. Hey, we've always done it this way. Why should we change? And when I worked for the Zimmer Broadcast Company, it was kind of interesting because I'd never worked for anybody quite like the brothers. And the question was always, you can question everything. You need to question it. You made a decision, oh, we've always done it. Maybe there's a reason why we have always done it that way. but we need to continually keep asking our questions because things change, and maybe we should change with them and make some big changes. But you can't be afraid to ask yourself the hard questions. In the material that I read, Ben, time and time again, I look at this as a, like almost a mental health issue. Are you doing the right thing? Are you engaged? Are you taking care of everybody that's involved? And those are hard questions to ask you about yourself. Am I succeeding at my business?
Absolutely. And that's part of the essence of the framework, which is really a maturity model. What it helps us with is it helps us to frame those questions because we don't know what we don't know. We know we want to be better. We know we want to help the economic development in our region. We know we want to help the health and well-being of our communities, but sometimes we're at a loss for what's next. And that's where the framework comes in. And this is not challenging and not difficult. It's an easy-to-implement approach that we can help and the other leaders who are assembled for this event, organizations within the region, to do just that.
Mary Meckler is joining us, IMEC. And what we're talking about here, Mary, is a real applicable thing. Because if you sit around and you say, okay, LPEX wants to talk about, you know, quality control, and we're going to have the Baldrige Excellence Framework, and there's all these verbiage and all these acronyms floating around. But I've known you a long time, so I was kind of counting on you to kind of cut through this, right? If somebody will say, for instance, it's Timberline, right? With they ship all over the world. They have a lot of employees. They have to take care of living organisms shipped all over the world. Or whether it's Eisen, who has to make quality products because safety is involved. Or it's Continental Tire in Mount Vernon. How much more important is a set of tires than that? How would one of these businesses that I just mentioned, how would they go about participating in this? And what would be their outcome that they would aspire to?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, the reason we're having this event is more of an education to get the word out, let people know that this is even a thing.
The ball rolling
Right. And it's about continuous improvement. It's about improving everything, every aspect of your business, whether it's customer engagement, employee retention, employee attraction, profitability, delivery, all aspects of your business. It's about really paying attention and being excellent at every piece of that. So the framework does address all aspects of your business. So they can come listen to these presentations from people who have been through it, people that have won awards, that have understood where they had gaps.
The people who've already had the travel, that have already been down the trip, yeah.
Exactly. One of the things I think that is very exciting is that we have Dr. Julie Dunstan coming from SIU, and she actually teaches this framework in her master's class in industrial technology. So we have students coming out of the university who are already thinking in terms of excellence and continuous improvement in various aspects of working in business.
And by the way, Ben Krupowitz, who's on the phone with us, will also be a speaker, along with Rex Buddy, my friend who's the CEO of Southern Illinois Healthcare. Shelley Pierce is going to be speaking. She's in the studio with us now. Julie Dunstan, Michelle Darnell. She's a Southern Illinois Regional Vice President, SSM Health, and also Teresa Rutherford, the President and CEO of St. Anthony's Memorial Hospital. SIH is deeply involved in this program. Why?
Well, SIH wants to support our community, and this really couldn't come at a better time with the state of the state budget and the challenges that SIU is experiencing. So we really want to provide any resource that we can to improve the lives of the people in our community. The award has mainly been focused in the northern part of the state, and so we're really thrilled to be a part of bringing this opportunity to the Southern Illinois region.
Ben Krupowitz joining us this morning as well. Ben, I'm almost surprised that not one of us has used the word synergy yet this morning, because it is the singular, the most appropriate word for what we're talking about.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's synergies. You know, it's so interesting. You know, we don't think about it often, but, you know, organizations, you know, whatever they might be, whatever they might be focused on, whatever sector they might come from, manufacturing, healthcare, you know, they're all similar. They're organizations that are trying to achieve, and they're trying to move forward. And that's where all of this this framework comes to help. And what you're going to hear in this session, which will be coming up in just a few weeks, is you're going to be hearing from leaders within the Southern Illinois region who have lived this, have done this, and you'll hear their success stories about how they've moved forward, how they've advanced their own organization, how they've participated in this nonprofit organization, how they've contributed their time and are willing to contribute their time to others. So it'll just be a great session for folks, as we mentioned, to get the ball rolling and to create awareness, as has been mentioned by Mary.
You know, there's an interesting thing about how people learn, and I think you already know this, apparently, and so is everybody else in the room as far as that part's concerned, that humans are storytellers, and that when we tell a good story, we learn from it, and that is so much better than taking up a whiteboard with some formulas going, we need to do 10% improvement in customer service, and we need to be able to create distribution a larger... That if you tell a story that involves how you can grow, it also knocks people's inhibitions down about coming on board because they see the success of others, and we are very much a kind of herd animal in many respects, and we see that other person keeping up with the Joneses, another way to look at it. That's safe for me to do. I saw them do this. I heard this outcome. I want to give this a spin too. Stories are very important on how this can work as long as we've got great people to share them.
Absolutely, and that's what you'll hear in this event. You'll hear stories from your friends, your neighbors. Tom, you've mentioned you know some of the speakers. I'm sure others will recognize the organizations that will be there, and it'll be familiar dialogue, but it'll be familiar dialogue in the context of this framework and how we can move organizations forward within the region.
And, Mary, the important part here, there's another part. What you're seeing here is people inside the community coming out in some ways to help support SIU. We're talking about SIU economic development. One of the more important things that often get over, we talk about the high school football games and the SIU football game outcomes, but how often do you hear us talk about the research? Other than
right.
me, of course, because I love that stuff. But there's this synergy we're talking about, local businesses, your local healthcare provider, one of the biggest employers in the area. You've got a university who right now under a lot of scrutiny and a lot of issues here, what we're talking about, we're not talking about, when I say circle the wagons, you think we're being attacked. And I don't think that's, it's more like it's Bob Dylan's song. It says, wake up, preserve what remains, and then build on it.
Right. And, one of the things that I think is important about this and the way to look at this also is that it's really support for economic development. I mean, who doesn't want to work for an excellent company who, has happy employees, happy customers, is making money, doing the right things, giving back.
And the safety, that sense of safety that comes with it.
Exactly. So I think economically it can help the region. If everybody is kind of thinking in this mode, it's attractive. That's exciting for people to want to work in Southern Illinois if we have those kinds of businesses. And you'll see the couple that are here that are speaking, they are held in high esteem.
Weird thing last night, Kate was watching Grey's Anatomy, so she went to the other room because I can't stand it. But I started going on YouTube, right? And I started watching people make sandwiches in Chicago, right? And I'm like, where? Why have I never heard of this Papa G's thing, man? UB's dogs and these cheeseburgers. And I realized none of that is here. Mm-hmm. I cannot go get any of that. What created that? A market. People, and every one of them, we love what we do, customer service. Mm-hmm. And you see this one woman, she goes, hey, love you. Hey, thanks, hun, for coming. Enjoy your lunch. Every single person looked at him, hun, thank you for your lunch. You take these owners and they look into the camera and they go, I love what I do. My Uncle Yubi used to take it out and show me hot dogs, and now we've got all the hot dogs we used to eat. There was an environment created. And my first off is, well, I'm thinking, wow, that I really want that, and I can't get that anywhere here because the environment has never been created to create that. Ben, I think that cuts through it because everybody eats.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting that you mentioned environment because now you're referencing portions of the framework in terms of an organization's strategy, how the workforce works together, how they treat their customers, how they identify their customers, how they perform their operations, how they track their results. Who do they compare themselves to in terms of excellence and who they want to aspire to be? That can be a sandwich shop, as it is. There are National Baldrige Award winners, including one in Austin, Texas, which is a sandwich shop called Mighty Fine Burger. But it all comes down to how do we ask ourselves those questions and how do we make it the organization that we want to get up and go to work to? Because work with, because we, you know, believe in the vision, mission, and values and the direction that we're heading.
Change is uncomfortable, Ben.
It can be. It can be, but it can also be fun. You know, I Shelley mentioned journey. You know, this is not something that organizations do over the weekend. It's you know, it gives them a dialogue, a way to have discussions, to think about what they want to be and help them with some direction about how to get there.
All right, so let's talk about this one more time before we wrap up today. This is coming up. It's called Enterprise Excellence in Southern Illinois, Building a Competitive Future. Our guests today have been SIH Vice President of Quality, Shelley Pierce. Shelley, what do you know about signing up for this event? I mean, because I'm looking at the flyer for it, and nowhere do I see the price of admission. All I see is, I don't see the word free, but I don't see price of admission.
It's $15 registration fee.
Okay. Need to register by October 19th. That's coming up pretty quick, so you can do this by email, huh?
You can, although we have the October 19th date on there, I'm sure that we will extend it.
And a good place at the Dunn Richmond Center to have it, too. I'd been out at some of the research lunches that were catered, and I was like, wow, this is a lot of fun.
Right.
Good place to be, too. It was
That's
relaxing.
Where our office is.
Right.
Right.
So you've got that this weekend. Final thoughts, Ben, on outcome, because this is the thing. It's interesting. I was reading some statistics on millennials and what they consider important in the workplace, and they use the word impact, and I think it's wrong. I think the word they're looking for is outcome.
Well, and that's a key point. What this is all about is the results or the outcomes for organizations, and that's why there's even a section called results. Where you measure and quantify the impact that is being made by organization. So you know, this might sound you know, interesting and beneficial and the like, but bottom line, it's all about the outcomes and results.
Well, you lose 100% of the times you don't try. We know that.
Absolutely.
10:30 a.m. October 30th till 1:30 in the afternoon. $15. The Dunn Richmond Economic Development Center. The Baldrige Excellence Framework. Working in Enterprise Excellence in Southern Illinois. My understanding is there's going to be some scholarships that are also going to be involved at some point.
Right.
To local businesses so that they can grow.
Right.
If you got a scholarship for XL, I'll take that. You got one of those? No.
Well, we look forward to seeing you there on the 30th.
You know, because you know what's weird is no matter how old I've gotten, I always find there's something else I want to learn. You know, I mean, if I could go back in time, you would see me at the engineering department at SIU. You would, engineering or aviation, without a shadow of a doubt, providing they'd accept me. But you know, this is about opportunity as well. And you see the chance, you have to take it because it may not come around again. Hey Ben, you'll be in the area, and thanks for joining us by phone. Ben Krupowitz, he's executive director of LPEX Recognition Program. Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom. Just one point to sign up: folks can go to LPEX, ILPEX.org/events and register for the event. I'll say that one more time. LPEX.org/events.
Also joining us today, SIH Vice President of Quality, Shelley Pierce. Shelley, good to meet you.
Thank you. I would like to add something, too. This is also an opportunity for any individual who's interested in becoming an examiner that would
for the
be
bridge
assessing.
From the framework?
Yes, it's an awesome opportunity for individuals to grow both professionally and personally.
But you got to be willing to ask yourself some questions.
Yes, you do.
And sometimes that is, like I said, uncomfortable. Change is uncomfortable, but if you go through it, you're a stronger person. That's what Nietzsche was really talking about, when that which does not kill you makes you stronger. It wasn't talking about tigers or an elephant stomping you in the jungle. Asking the tough questions of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And going through that. Mary, it's always good to see you, ma'am.
It's good to see you, too. And, you know, it's what keeps people up at night. So let's chip away at those things and help, you know, owners and people running companies do a better job and look forward to work.
And here's the thing. Securing the financial and economic future of Southern Illinois and its employees and workers and taxpayers and residents, and help secure their future, because uncertainty about the future, there is no one who is happy without the expectation of future happiness. You are not happy now. We could be in gilded silk robes in this room, but we would not be happy unless there was the expectation of future happiness. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any difference.